Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Pastor Ken. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm a little sad today. You know, my Philadelphia Phillies, of course, as you know, lost the World Series yesterday. But you know what? I want to say a big shout-out to the entire Philadelphia Phillies organization who did a fantastic job, well exceeded the expectations of anybody, what they were expected to do for the season, to get as far as they did and actually take a couple of games from the Astros in the World Series. It's a wonderful thing, and I want to thank them for giving me a lot of exciting nights the last 3 weeks, man.
Yes, it was a good game, wasn't it?
Well, they tried. You know, we're a team that got into the World Series. It's the sixth seed. We were the last seed in the National League, and we knocked off every team that was ahead of us. But when you're playing a team like the Astros, they're a tough team. They had almost 20 more wins than we did during the regular season. But, you know, it is what it is, and I'm just thankful that they got us as far as they did. So now
yes,
I can go to bed. Now I don't have to stay up till midnight every night watching them. I was losing a lot of sleep, man.
Yeah, I somehow had a feeling the Astros were going to win the series. For some reason, I just felt that.
Well, I got to give them credit, and I got to give their manager, Dusty Baker, who totally deserves the championship. If there's any bright side, I'm glad that he won the championship because he does deserve it. He's been a major league manager for many years, and this was his first championship win. So congratulations to him.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Congratulations to all the players, okay, in this World Series this year. Amen. Oh, righty. Well, back to Leroy, do you have a sermon you want to bring to the show tonight?
Well, I can do that if you would like me to, of course. Of course. Let me bring one up here. I got some I did in my church this morning. Let me just get on my computer here real quick. We'll hook it up. Let's see what we got here. What do I want to do for you today? In the meantime, I guess Pastor Kent's not with us, huh?
No, Pastor Kent and Pastor Bill.
Oh, I wonder what's wrong with Pastor Kent. Is he okay?
I guess so. I guess he's dealing with his sister, I think.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Sorry for the delay here, folks. I don't mean to have dead air. I just wasn't expecting to do, but I'm always good for a sermon, man. Got to find the one I did this morning at my church. I don't know where my secretary put it. Here somewhere. Hey, do you know what that is? The one we did this
What's
morning?
That?
No, I'm just talking to my old lady here. All right, we'll do this, man. This is going to be Joshua, verse 5, chapter 6 through 20, man. Jesus stabilizes all our life. He gives purpose to the wayward soul. He's also the fountain of life. Men are dead apart from him. Yeah, man, you know what I mean, man? It has reference to the love and the grace of God. God's love is broad, man. It extends to all men. His grace is available to all men. If there was ever a friend to the sinner, it was his love for his friends was so deep that he was willing to demonstrate it by dying on the cross. I'm talking about Jesus Christ, our Lord, who died for our sins, man. The soul satisfaction is found in none other than the Lord Jesus himself. Jesus is at rest and contentment for the sin of a weary soul. What a contrast between Jesus and the attitude is it a rebellion against God that has taken men to hell? God wants one thing, and our sinful flesh wants another. In Jesus, there is a total reconciliation. He never loves God. He never lowers God's standards. He raises our standards. He turns to our rebellion into love and devotion to the will of the way of the Lord, man. And hallelujah. Praise Jesus for giving us another day on this earth. For when our souls die and go to heaven, we will forever be in his presence. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, so, hey, Tony, how you doing?
Oh, you're having a show?
Yeah, I'm having a show.
Oh.
Yeah, you want to join us?
Oh, no. I'm cooking.
Oh, you're cooking? Okay. All right. Well, that was Tony. He came in to see what's going on.
What's he cooking for dinner, man?
I really don't know. I think he's cooking some type of chicken.
Well, that sounds good. You got any callers on hold?
No, we do not. Well, we got callers on hold, but they haven't pressed the one key. Okay, so when they press the one key, I can bring them on.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But so anyway, yeah.
You know what's great is that this time of year here in the United States, it's a great thing. I love the fall. I love this weather. Although today, man, we hit a balmy 77 degrees here in the Bronx, man, which is like a record for this time of year. But by the end of the week, man, we're going to be in the 40s for high. So pretty crazy. But I love this time of year, this fall time of year when you can open the windows up. Turn off the air conditioning that's been running for 4 months, man, and air at your house. It's a great thing. My son
yeah.
came over here this afternoon to tell me that him and his wife, Misha, she's pregnant with her 14th kid, man. This is great.
Wow.
Yeah, I got like 67 grandchildren, man.
Wow, that's a lot of grandchildren.
My kids, they're like, you know, they're like rabbits, man. They just, all they do is just keep pumping out kids, man.
Wow, I only got 11.
Yeah, I got like 67. This will be number 68. Well, actually, I got 68 and 69 right now. My daughter's pregnant with her 7th kid. And, yeah, I mean, so I'm going to have 69 kids, grandkids, I believe she's due in April. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know us blacks, man. We love to just procreate, man. Just we keep making more and more of us, man.
Amen. Amen. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to procreate the earth.
Now, let me ask you a question, Pastor Ken. You have children. How many children do you have?
I have 3 children.
And are the boys, girls, how old are they?
I have 2 boys and 1 girl. Okay, my girl is the youngest. Okay, she's going to be 34.
34, okay.
My oldest is going to be 42.
42, okay. Now, are they all with the same woman?
Say what?
All three of your kids, do they have the same mother?
Yes. All 3 kids, the same mother.
Well, that's good. See, because my kids have 4 different mothers, man. So, you know, I'm their father, but you know, I got around, man, when I was in my younger day. So I went to prison, and I came out of prison, and I started doing it again, you know. Now, speaking of prison, man, was Pastor Kent, was he actually in prison or was he just like in county jail or like what's his story, man?
Yeah, it was just county jail. He never went to prison.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. He went to county jail. And the longest term he did in the county jail was 18 months.
Well, that's a pretty long time in a county jail.
Yeah, I know. In the States, it's only a year, and anything over a year, you're going to go to prison for, okay?
Yeah.
But in Canada, I guess it's different.
Yeah, he lives in Canada. I keep forgetting about that. Now, did you remember last night to turn your clocks back?
Yeah, you sure did. Yep, sure did.
It kind of sucks because now it's getting dark at 5 o'clock here on the East Coast. But you know what? I hope next year that they're trying to abolish this turning the clocks back. The daylight savings time.
Yeah, it was dark here early too. Around 6:30, it became dark.
Yeah, we thought it was a cloudy day here, so it was actually dark here at 5 p.m. tonight, which was a little early for me, man.
Wow. Well, hey, listen, and we're just doing altar calls here for the people out there. If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, okay, you can do so tonight, okay, by simply saying a simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. Let's say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And also, if you said that prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, the number is 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key, okay, and you can come online. And on the air, and you can spread your word to everyone that's out there listening. Amen. Alrighty. So, like I said, if you're out there, you want to call in, just call that number, 657-383-1487. Press the 1 key and you can come on live. All right. All right. So, we're not going to be talking about my past tonight, okay, people in the chat room. We're not going to be talking about Dick Nolan or Dan Gallagher, okay? The heck with those people. Okay, they're in my past and they will remain so. Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Pastor Ken. What are these people, man? I'm not in your chat room. What are you talking about?
Well, I got a question here. Who is Dan Garza? And supposedly somebody made a comment that didn't Dick Nolan molest your children. No, Dick Nolan did not molest my children, okay? Dick Nolan was my adopted dad, okay? And Dan Garza was a guy I knew back in my past. That's all.
How do they find out these people, man? That's kind of scary to me.
People just do stupid stuff. I don't know how they find out things. It's just the way it is. People want to talk and say false things, and that's just them.
Well, when you say Dan Garza was a guy in your past, what, was he like a boyfriend or something?
Yeah, he was a boyfriend of mine.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, which the relationship didn't go over very well. Let me take a call off here from 111. Here we go. 111.
Hello, good evening.
Hey, Mike.
Hey. Just wanted to give a quick call and say hello to you and Pastor Leroy, and thank you for doing a show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, when you first met your first wife, weren't you a male nurse? And you met your wife and she was a nurse's aide, right?
Right, right.
How old were you when you were a male nurse?
Well, I graduated nursing school in 81, okay? So I was I was 20 years old when I graduated nursing school.
Wow. And what kind of outfit did they make you wear? Were you working in a hospital?
My first job in nursing was working for Austin Correctional Facility, which is known as Sing Sing. I was a male nurse in the psychiatric department, of Sing Sing Prison.
Wow, in New York State?
Yep.
Wow, you know, you've had a really, really interesting life. So you worked in the prison. I didn't know that. What kind of a uniform did you have to wear as a male nurse?
Just a regular pair of white pants, white shirt.
Oh, my gosh. Did you ever have any of the people in the psych ward go crazy and try to attack you, or did you witness any violence?
No, because I had a lot of tattoos, and for some reason or another, they thought I was another prisoner.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's amazing. All right.
Yeah.
Well, last show I had called in just trying to figure out, I had heard a couple things about Tony Farrar's arm, and he kind of went off on me, and I was just asking a question. I wasn't spreading any rumors, so... I felt like Farrar might, well, he doesn't need to apologize, but I just wanted to say I wasn't spreading rumors. I was just simply asking a question. I saw that his arm was in a cast, and I had heard a couple things. How is he feeling? How's his arm doing today?
His arm is doing okay. He's cooking dinner right now, and he doesn't have any hard feelings towards you, Mike. You know, he knows you're just asking questions.
Oh, okay. Sound like he was in a pretty bad mood the other day.
No, he wasn't in a bad mood. No.
And as far as the Kent Hopper talking to women on Twitter, did he deny that? I missed that part. I couldn't really hear.
Yeah, he did. He denied that. He said he's not doing that. Okay? I didn't get to go into the question and ask him, did you do that in the past? Okay? I was going to do that, but, for some reason or other, it didn't get that far. He just denied that he ever did it, I guess.
Huh. All right. Well, I think maybe Pastor Veal and DC2 missed that. I hope they get a chance to hear that. Maybe Pastor Kent can come clean a little bit better than kind of running away from that. I felt like he kind of ran away from that topic. Pastor Leroy, what do you think about Ken working as a male nurse in a correctional in a prison? What do you think about that, Leroy?
Well, I was actually unaware that was even happening. But you know what? Hey, God bless you, man. I didn't know you were a nurse. I could actually ask you for a diagnosis if I could ask you something on my health there, Pastor Ken.
Well, yeah, if I can help you, I will. You know, I mean, nursing is not like being a doctor. You know, it's just basically taking care of patients. Okay, and my specialty was psychiatric nursing.
Well, that's true. Yeah, well, you got a point there. All right. Well, I guess I won't mention it. But, yeah, I got some health issues. And, you know, I'm bleeding from my rectum and stuff like that every time I go poop. But, hey, you know what? It is what it is, right? It could be hemorrhoids. It could be cancer. It could be, who knows what it is. I don't stuff anything up there, man, so it ain't nothing I'm putting up there, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, it could be a lot of things. It could be something going on with your prostate. It could be something you might have issues with your colon. When was the last time you had a colonoscopy?
Well, I've never had one of them, and let me tell you why. I'm 60 years old. I should have had one 20 years ago and get one like every couple of years. But I got to tell you why I didn't get it done. Let me tell you why, honestly. And those of you out there listening who are over the age of 40, you should get it done at least every 2 or 3 years. But I got a problem with spreading my ass cheeks and letting some guy with a tube stuck up my ass, man. I just have a problem with it. I don't like, yeah. My fear is that, you know, there's going to be pictures. It's going to end up on the internet. You know, it's embarrassing, man, to be in that situation.
No, they won't be put up on the internet. I've already had two so far, okay? And it was a good thing that I did because, the first one, they detected cancer. This was back in 2017. And, I went through the different treatments and stuff for it, okay? And it was taken care of, okay, so I overcame that, okay, by the grace of God. So, I mean, it has its good points of letting you know, if you got cancer or if you got polyps, which is a preliminary to cancer, okay, so, you know, you should get it done, Pastor Leroy, you should.
No, I know I should, man. But, you know, everything seems okay up there. It doesn't mean that there ain't something going on. There probably is. But you know what? It's like I said on Pastor Kent's show a couple days ago, man. I've lived a good life. If I was to die tonight, I can say I lived a full life and have enjoyed most of my life. I've had a lot of issues when I was younger. But I've gotten my act together over the last 30 years. And now I feel like I'm close to God. So if my time comes, it comes. You know what I'm saying? And I just deal with it. If I feel like I have any kind of symptoms whatsoever, then, yeah, I'm going to go get whatever I have to get done. I've been to the doctor many times. I'm on medication for certain things. I'm an old man, you know. But I appreciate you telling me that. But to answer Mike's question about you being a nurse, I think it's great, man. I think it's a wonderful thing to learn anything you can learn about medicine in any way. I never did that. You know, I'm working on a sixth grade education. I had to go to work when I was 14 years old. So, I mean, I've been around the block, man, and I never had a chance to do that. So I'm glad that you were able to complete that course and become an RN, man.
Yeah, well, it was one of those things. I went to school, and the Army helped me go to school. They put me through school. They gave me sergeant's pay while I was going to school. Okay, I was able to live at home and go to school and get paid by the Army. Okay, that was great.
Yeah, that's a great thing, man. That's a great thing, and I'm glad you're a veteran. I'm also a veteran of the United States Army myself. So I've been there. I can't, you know, got out as an E-4 specialist, and I enjoyed my time in there. But I joined the Army because, in my opinion, I didn't have much of a choice, man. I was a disaster area, and I'd spent some time in prison. And I got out, and I said, you know what, I'm going to join the military. I wanted to stay in longer than I did, but I met my wife, and she didn't want me in the military, so she got pregnant with our first child, second child, my third child, my fourth child, all through with my first wife. I enjoyed my military life, And anybody out there who is 17 or older, I'm sure everybody here listening is 17 or older, join the military, man, if you can. It did everything for me. I was very happy. And now I got veterans benefits until the day I die. I got life insurance. I get VA medical. It's a great thing, man.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't know where I'd be without the VA. I mean, with all my medical problems going on, with the COPD and the cancer I went through, the renal problems I'm having now with my kidneys, just all the different stuff I've been going through. I mean, I couldn't afford all this medical treatment. If I had to do it on my own, even with the Medicare I get now, I couldn't afford it.
Yeah, getting treatments done, man. If you ain't got medical insurance, that shit'll bankrupt you quick, man. And they gotta do them, and they'll do them even if you don't have insurance. But you gotta pay for it, man. That's some serious coin right there, man.
Yep. I mean, I got Medicare. Medicare only pays 80%. I still gotta pay 20%.
Yes.
So, I mean, okay, so with the VA, I don't have to pay anything. I mean, they take care of me free of charge.
Yeah, same thing here with me, man. And I got life insurance through them as well, which I don't pay for. So it's a great thing. So like I said, anybody out there that you know, if you're single, you don't have kids, you're a younger gentleman, join, man. It's peacetime right now. I don't see us going to war anytime soon. When I was in, it was post-Vietnam. I didn't fight over to Vietnam. I was too young. But you know what?
Yeah, me too.
Even the boys.
Me too. Post-Vietnam.
Yeah, I missed Vietnam by a few years. I was close, but I missed it by a few years. But let me say this, man, to all my brothers and sisters who died over there in Vietnam, that was a terrible thing, man. It was a tragedy. We should have never been involved in that. I remember President Johnson saying in 1967, I believe it was, we're not going to send our boys 5,000 miles across the globe to do the job that the Korean boys should be doing for themselves. Sorry, the Vietnam boys should be doing for themselves.
Yeah. Well, we ended up going there. It was a rough time for everybody back then, 68 and 69 was probably the two worst years, of the Vietnam War,
Yeah, and 1970 was bad, too. That was the Tet Offensive. But let me say this, too. In 71 and 72, Nixon took over. Nixon took over in 1972. I believe. No, wait a minute. Am I wrong about that? I'm wrong. He took over in 1968. I apologize out there, folks. He was.
Yeah. I was going to say it was 68. Nixon took over.
It was 68. Yeah, it was 68. Actually, beginning of 69 when he took the office for Johnson. But Nixon was all for the Vietnam War, and he was a bad. And he was a bad influence on Americans, and then we all know what happened with Watergate in 74, but it's like, hey, man, Vietnam was a terrible time for this country. I'm glad I was really too young to remember a lot of it, but it was a terrible thing.
Yeah. Vietnam caused a lot of problems in the States as well as overseas. We're still dealing with the aftermath of Vietnam, believe it or not. If I got some callers here, let me take them. 111. Okay. Try another one. 111. Okay. Try another one. Oh, Okay, well, enough of that nonsense.
Hey, Ken, I have a question.
Oh, Tony Gardner was a draft dodger? I didn't know that. And now he's a show dodger.
Yeah, Tony Gaga was a draft dodger, and he was supposed to go in the military, and he tried to get out of it for being too fat, but they said no, that he could lose a lot of weight in basic training, so he still somehow, he refused to go, and he ran away and got away with it. So, yeah, Tony Gaga's a draft dodger, and now he's a show dodger. He won't do Tony talk. He's dodging his fans, not doing shows. Hanging out with his new boyfriend, Jim, J-Y-M, and that's what he is. He's a show dodger and a gym lover. I'm pissed off at him. And thank you, Kenny, for doing shows. By the way, I talked to Doug's daughter about a week ago. She said he got the shit beat out of him at the bar. He was drunk driving home and wrecked his car and down the street and ran over a mailbox. He's in the county jail. And he's going to have to do at least 60 days, if not more. So you might want to say a prayer for Doug, too. And we know he's got a serious problem. But hope Tony Gaga gets it together. And I'd like to see Doug get out of jail and get back on his feet as well. Do you have any other callers, Kenny?
Yeah, I have another 111 caller. Let me see who it is. Hey, what's up, Roman?
How'd you know it was me?
You're a cop.
Well, I hate to be characterized like that and stereotyped.
Well, that's not stereotyping. It's an honest answer. I can tell it was you by your cop.
Okay, well, you don't have to get hostile with me. I've been nice to you. Anyway, I heard some of you boys talking about being in the Army. And I heard Pastor Leroy said...
Were you in the Army?
Well, I don't talk about that much. But I heard he said he was an EF-3 or what did he say?
He was
EF,
a specialist.
Ken, what was your rank?
I was a sergeant.
I heard that's an EL-4, which means dick suck specialist.
No.
Drain the balls.
No, it doesn't mean that at all.
Okay, I got some wrong information then. Again, what'd you think of them Houston Astros? They won it for Texas, baby. Woo!
Yeah, they did a good job.
Semper Fi, Ken. I got to go. Goodbye.
Okay, bye, Grover. All righty. Well, that was Grover, folks.
Let me tell you a little bit story. Let me tell you a funny story about when I was in basic training, man. Now, I did my basic training. I arrived in August at Fort Jackson in Columbia, South Carolina, man, in August. We had 1 week to get all of our gear and our haircuts. You know how all that went. Then we did 8 weeks of basic training. It was so hot down there, man, in August, September, and early October when I finished basic training. There was one case, man, it was like 100, I don't know, the heat index was like 110 degrees. I'll never forget it, man. We're jogging and running. Two guys dropped. They just dropped from the heat, man. Boom, hit the floor. So what do they do? What does the sergeant do? He, instead of calling off the run, he brings out a fucking fire hose, man, and starts hosing us down and tells us to keep going, man.
Wow.
I was like, okay,
well, I did basic training in the winter in Fort Leavenworth, Missouri. Okay, so when we were doing our bivouac, there was a foot of snow on the ground.
Oh.
Yeah, when we were camping out, okay, it was cold. It was 30 below.
Man, that's crazy, man. I'd rather do it in the heat than in the cold. But, yeah, it was just a crazy time, you know, back in those days, man. I had so much energy. I was so young. I was able to overcome the obstacle course, and it was a difficult time, man. And Victory Tower. We had a thing called Victory Tower, man. Victory Tower was a tower that was 100 feet high. On the one side was a rope. You had to climb the rope 100 feet, man, without a net. So if you get up 80, 90 feet and you fall, you're dead, man. It's over. So you get to the top of that,
yeah,
you got to climb
down
a series of steps on the opposite side. To finish that, that was a mandatory thing you had to do during basic training, man. And that's scary.
Oh, I know about the obstacle courses. Yeah, we went through a lot. We went through a pretty stiff regiment. Okay, it was pretty rough. But you know, that's basic training. You know, and you got to go through it because you never know what's going to happen in case of a war breakout, and you got to be physically fit and mentally fit and okay, so you can take on the challenge.
Yeah, well, thankfully for you and me, man, we were in peacetime. The only thing that was going on when I was in was the Grenada crisis down in South America. But we didn't go there. They sent the Marines down there. So I had nothing to do with that, but... You know, we're lucky we joined during peacetime there, Ken.
Well, I was also in during Panama. Yeah. Okay, the little Panama crisis they had going on down there. Okay. You didn't see any time in Panama?
I didn't see any time in Panama, no. I spent 2 years in Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and then I did my final year at Fort Dix here in New Jersey, and that was it, man. I did 3 years, got out, had 3 promotions, and then I got out. I never re-upped, man.
I did time at Fort Dix, too. I finished my medical training. Okay, before I became a nurse as a patient care specialist at Fort Dix.
Yeah, I like Fort Dix. It was nice weather, very nice people there. It was a great place. I actually enjoyed that more than I did Fort Jackson. And my job was a personal action specialist, man. That's what I did, and I enjoyed it. It was a great job. A lot of it was inside clerical kind of work, but you know, it was what it was at the time. It kept me on my toes.
Oh, there you go. Oh, well, let's take some more calls. They got another 111.
Seaman.
Okay, enough of that. Let's try another one.
Who's up?
111, you're on the air.
Who's up?
Okay. No, I didn't have to shoot anybody by the grace of God. Thank God, my cunt. Yep, I didn't have to shoot nobody. I was a medic, so I wouldn't be shooting folks anyway. I'd be taking care of folks. Alrighty, well, okay, I think I'm going to end the show. Okay, everybody else calling in, and it was a good time while we had. So I want to say God bless everybody, and hopefully we will do another show tomorrow. Oh, we got another caller, 111. Let me take it first.
Hey, Ken.
111, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You're ending the show, but... Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Ken, I have a question. But who's Dan Garza, and why is he harassing you on Discord?
He's just an idiot. Okay, and I'm not gonna pay him any mind.
Okay. Well, I was enjoying the veterans talk earlier. Salute the veterans. Amen.
And thank you.
And Pastor Leroy also, if he's still there. If he's there.
Yeah, he's
yeah, I'm still here. Thank you very much.
Where's Pastor Leroy?
Pastor Leroy here. He just said thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry. My $5 headphones crapped out at the wrong time. All right. Well, thank you. Continue on.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, John. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to say God bless everybody. Thank you for tuning into the show. Give a shout out to Juan from Alabama, Johnny Longfeather, DC2, Mike Hunt, Ashley, Broomshaw, Gavin Moorhead. God bless you guys. Tune in tomorrow and we'll have another show. God bless. Have a good night.